So I'm sitting here with Quest science reporter Amy Standen because the other day we got to talking a little bit about plastic bags versus paper. Those have been in the news a bit lately. And I was very surprised to hear her somewhat contrarian view on this matter. So, Amy, I'm just going to let you defend yourself here.
Okay.
Why do you think that let me put it this way. I sort of have this view of paper bags with this halo effect. Paper is good. Plastic is bad. I live in San Francisco, and you can recycle the plastic bags. The paper has to go in the garbage, which ends up in the landfill. So go into that a little bit as to your point of view.
Sure. Well, I'll start with plastic bags. They have a major strike against them, which is that they are aerodynamic. They get caught in the wind. And so that is the primary reason that cities tend to ban them. For example, in San Francisco, grocery stores don't give out plastic bags. And that is because plastic bags end up places that they're not supposed to end up. You think you're throwing them in the trash, but actually they're blowing out of your garbage can. They're getting into a tree. Maybe they're blowing into a waterway. They're just a mess. And that's why they end up being litter so often. And if you go to a recycling center where all the cans and bottles are processed, you'll see that they gum up the works and they have to shut down the whole system every couple of hours for the workers to manually go through and cut with knives plastic bags out of the gears. So that's the problem with plastic bags. But I think my contrarian view on this is that other than that, they're both pretty bad. Plastic and paper both take a lot of energy to produce. Some say that paper takes more energy to produce. Paper weighs a lot more than plastic. And so one of the figures you hear a lot from the plastic bag industry is that it takes 7 trucks to transport the same number of paper bags versus plastic bags. I have no way of fact checking that figure, but it's common sense to think that you're going to need more trucks to transport paper bags than plastic bags. More trucks means more air pollution in neighborhoods, you know, like West Oakland. More trucks means greater greenhouse gas impact.
But what about the landfill and the recycling issue? I can recycle my paper bags, but I can't do that to my plastic bags.
One thing that you hear from the paper bag advocates is that plastic bags live forever in a landfill. But everything lives for many, many years in a landfill. You can go to a landfill and find a hot dog that is literally 25 years old. That's because landfills are designed not to let the stuff in them biodegrade. They are anaerobic, so no oxygen, and there's also very little water in landfills, which means the stuff lasts forever. So, you know, a paper bag is not going to decompose in a landfill either, at least not on any kind of meaningful time scale. So you may have more plastic bags than paper, but the paper bags are taking up a lot more space than the plastic bags. And, you know, frankly, in San Francisco, we're already diverting 75% of our waste away from the landfill. You know, right now our landfills are not actually taking in a lot of stuff anyway.
Okay, what about the marine mammal issue? Environmentalists say that marine mammals will chew on these bags or try to eat them, and those are harmful.
Absolutely true. And I mean, this comes back to what I said at the beginning. Plastic bags end up being litter more often than they are intended to. Even people who think they're throwing them away, the bag's getting caught in the wind, it's going somewhere else. So that is a very real problem. And that is, when it comes down to it, the real reason that you see many cities wanting to have these bans. Another, you know, count on paper bags favor is that they can be composted. So you can fill them with your food scraps and then put them in the compost bin. But, you know, that's only meaningful if you live in a city that has a city composting program.
Okay, well, if paper is not the solution and plastic is not the solution, then what is the solution?
The solution is that neither of these bags is really very good. I mean, what you should be doing is bringing a bag. And this gets down to this basic issue of disposability. It rarely works out when you go through the environmental calculations. You should probably just bring a bag.